The musical Big River is playing at Murray's Playhouse in the Park through September 16th. Based on Mark Twain's The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, the show follows Huck Finn after he leaves his home in Missouri and takes to the Mississippi River on a flatboat with a new companion, an escaped slave named Jim. Rose Kristen Presson sat down with director Lisa Cope and Michael Martin, who plays Jim, to talk about the show's themes of race, freedom, and morals.
How has this character of Jim been different from the ones you've played in the past?
It's the first role that I've played that's been race-specific, which has been interesting and kind of a pleasure of mine because I've always wanted to play something that meant something to my race, such as Jim. And so it's kind of fun and empowering. And
race is a big theme in this play. How have each of you approached it?
We've had conversations with some of the cast, things that luckily haven't been a part of a lot of their experience in life, which is a great thing, but it also means they didn't exactly understand how really serious that was and how people were treated. And that really has helped them not just understand that, but to then bring that knowledge to the characters that they're playing.
Agreed. And also with that, I think everyone in the cast has been very good at keeping a level of maturity with it. Everybody knows that it's a very sensitive subject and also that it's a very serious subject. It's also a fun show. So it's good because the fun parts of the show can make it a little bit more lighthearted when there's the serious parts of the show.
Yeah. The N-word is in there. Of course, it was in Twain's novel a lot. And we thought it was interesting the author of this show sent pages and pages of notes about changes that he made. And that's one of the things that he did himself was to take out that reference several times and replace it with the word slave. And he left it in there, I don't know, maybe half a dozen times. And we looked at those places and decided on two or three of those places that we did think it was very powerful and really important to that scene and left those in. But we also thought it was really good because when that word is used, it really, especially at the beginning of rehearsal, it really kind of takes your breath almost, which led to a really great discussion about how we've learned. You know, that word was just intended to be hateful and hurtful, and that's why it's not something that
we don't do anymore.
Would do.
Which is,
I think we've grown a lot, not just within the show, but even just as people.
Did you know that word was going to be used, Michael?
I figured, just because I know that was a big deal in slavery and that word was used a lot around that time. So, and it's not a word that I haven't heard. Luckily, I haven't heard it like directed at me, but I've heard it in, you know, movies, Roots, different TV shows. So it's something I've heard before and it didn't really shock me, but it was good to know that the word wasn't something that most people use. Like I know there was people like that were in the cast that were a little uncomfortable with saying it at first. And that to me is nice to know. I think it says a lot about how far we've come and where we're heading at as people.
So this book has really detailed dialects. How did you work, Michael, to develop your specific character's dialect?
To work on Jim was very interesting. I actually started doing research as soon as I found out about it because I was so excited about doing Jim. So I looked at like YouTube videos of movies just to see how people have taken slave voice and how they've tried to emulate that. And so I took a lot from that and I tried to make it kind of a deep and kind of a dark, hurt character. At one point in the show, he says, slaves who tried to run off like me, but they got caught. Now they crossing back. Huck says, how do you know? And he says, he is it in the singing. And I think a lot of the voice, it needs to show how hurt he is and how hopeful he is at times, but still how much he's been through. And so that's what I've just tried to show.
Why do you think Huck was so accepting of Jim?
Well, I don't think he ever agreed with his family's views on anything. Not to say that he didn't agree with the slavery thing, because I don't think he really understands that until maybe halfway through the show. But it's funny because Jim wants to escape, you know, to get his freedom. And I think Huck also wants to escape to get a different type of freedom. And so that dynamic comes into the play also about midway through, where I think Huck figures out that, you know, they're both in it together, and that's a very interesting part of the story. And I'm glad that, you know, Jim has a friend like Huck.
Rose Kristen Presson spoke with Michael Martin, who plays Jim in Playhouse in the Park's production of Big River, and the show's director, Lisa Cope. Big River runs through September 16th. You can find showtimes at WKMS.org.
I was thinking about my river days. And I was thinking about me and Jim. Passing Cairo on a getaway. With every steamboat like a hand.